Mrs. Boarding School. Huh? Brooks, that locker there. Deeds like ours deserve a just reward, eh, Chaplain?
Oh, indeed, my son. Though remember, we are told that wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging. Still, a little rage never did anybody any harm.
Except the captain.
Oh, never mind that, mates. Here, let me. All right, store clapper on your drawing tackle, Parson.
Never mind, Parson. There's many here have their running gear choked a lump. We've not shipped you.
Hi. Dozen brown sherry. Here, that's creeping next to me.
Prendergast, we should get on. There is the militia.
Still tucked up forward, Armitage. We'll finish here and then we'll see.
The skylight.
What?
The skylight, look out! Oh, God! Oh, God!
And follow Prendergast they did. And Prendergast somehow turned the day for them, fighting like a raging devil, picking up soldiers and throwing them overboard as if they'd been children, shooting those who tried to swim. Until at last there were left only the remnants of the crew who surrendered, a couple of warders, the doctor, and the chief mate.
Poor devils. What happened to them?
Well, Prendergast argued that the job must be finished, that there should be no tongue ever left to wag in a witness box. And most of the mutineers agreed, though some, including Armitage and Evans, did not wish to see murder done in cold blood, sentiments which brought them within an ace of being shot. At the last moment, however, Prendergast relented and gave them a boat, provisions, a chart, and set them adrift with the nearest land 700 miles to the east and 600 to the north, and the instruction that if they were picked up, they were to say they were shipwrecked mariners. Yes, and it was from that boat, Watson, that the events occurred which caused the letter in your hand to be written and old Justice Trevor to be frightened to death.
Here, Evans, you take the chart. You've done some sailing, I believe.
Aye, but in former and happier times, Armitage. And not with Africa a lifetime to the east and Cape de Verde the same distance to the north. Now look, the bark, the Glorious Scott. She's begun to make way. Should we have stayed, I wonder?
I don't think so, Evans. All that blood. The soldiers were one thing, but those others completely defenced. My God, Evans!
The ship! Spanish! The arsenal has gone up. Can be nothing else. We made those safe some.
Yeah.
Some made the escape. You men, lay to your nose. The poor men, poor for pity's sake. The Armitage, you take the bow.
Right.
Look for any sign of life among the wreckage.
Yes, right. Make way there, men.
Harrison!
No! Oh, fast! Done it! No, nothing. Pull, men! Oh, wait, though! Over there! Line across that crate! Now, row now, men, as if your life depended on it! Row! Right, steady up! Peter, the port oars now! Come, bring her around! Right, here! Help me lift him aboard! Easy!
You recognize him, Armitage?
Oh, it's young Hudson.
Hudson! What happened? What happened to the ship?
The remnants of the crew had been put to death by the mutineers, Prendergast himself apparently cutting the doctor's throat. Hmm. And hence, perhaps, the dying Trevor's stricken reference to a doctor. Whatever. The chief mate was the last, but he somehow broke loose and sought refuge in the afterhold. The mutineers followed him in to find him, calmly sitting, holding a box of matches over an open powder barrel and surrounded by another 99 similar barrels.
Good God. He touched them off?
Either that or a stray shot. All Hudson saw was a blinding light. And the next thing he knew, he was being lifted into the boat.
Gently, Evans, gently. The lad's exhausted.
Oh, you'll look after me now, Mr. Armitage, won't you? Won't you?
The next day, they were picked up by the brig Hotspur, who believed completely they were survivors of a passenger ship that had foundered. Yeah. Whiskey, Doctor?
Yes, thank you.
Now, they were landed at Sydney, where Armitage and Evans changed their names to Trevor and Beddoes, and then went on to become prosperous and powerful men, who only in their lives made one more mistake.
They came back to England.
Yes, exactly. Hudson tracked them down somehow and decided to live off their fears. So First going to Trevor, then to Beddoes. And, of course, it was Beddoes' note to Trevor that Hudson...